Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Well, are you a cool?
Yeah. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you my love.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves.
Yeah, good afternoon and welcome to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Squeak with me, Luke Crofts.
And I'm James Hargreaves.
Hope you're well out there. Hope you had a nice bonfire night, whatever you were doing.
I did, I'm still drunk from it.
Yes, I can smell the ale.
Oh dear.
Yeah, you had a good time though.
Yeah, a very good time. I'm still topping up. Well.
Yeah, well. Just have topped up. You've just been for a drink in the showroom, haven't you?
Well, I had to wait for you, so I had to go for a quick drink in the showroom.
Obviously, had to, yeah, forced.
It actually has made me feel so much better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good then.
So I think I was ready to just crash and burn about half an hour ago.
Oh, dear, that bad.
Yes, indeed. But a very good night was had, and you had a good night as well, didn't you?
Yeah. You weren't with us this time, but we were around at our friend Dave and Joe's and Faith's, and we had the normal plethora of fireworks. And
didn't you have enough for like a full display, like at Battersea Power Station or London, like you had last night?
It was a ridiculous amount of fireworks, But you know, good display. Only thing is, the neighbours two doors down were also doing a firework display.
Okay.
So it was like, you know, double the amount of fireworks.
Well, where we were virtually in the middle of nowhere, somewhere between kind of Wortley and Deepcar and Stocksbridge. And kind of, we went up on a hill and we could see right down into the valley and everybody's houses. It looks great, you know, like the village scape at night with all the lights on and stuff. And we just saw all the fireworks from everyone. It was great. It was like our own big display.
Fireworks are pretty cool, aren't they? They are nice.
I get a bit disappointed with them sometimes, I think.
All right.
I just think that...
You forget how not very good they actually are,
yeah.
Some of them. Catherine wheels are the biggest disappointment, I find.
Oh, yeah, they're just like a damp squib, aren't they? Just like, wee, go around a couple of times. And...
Yeah. Well, the one that we had didn't even do anything.
Right, okay.
Didn't even set off properly, so that was a disappointment anyway. But there were a few occasions where we'd put the rockets in and they didn't take off.
Right.
So the fuse lit, they didn't go into the air, they just exploded.
Wow.
I felt like I was in Saving Private Ryan because I got the... You know, where you just hear the high-pitched buzz.
Yes, yeah.
So it was basically just an explosion in the garden.
Yeah. I once was lighting fireworks. This is quite a few years ago now with my sister and, like, my nephews and nieces and stuff. And we were in the back garden, and for some reason we were using, like, a milk bottle to put the rockets in to set them off. And, you know, like, you get those little plastic things that go into the ground now.
Yes.
I know why they exist now, because I lit it, walked away from it, and the milk bottle then tipped over and pointed the rocket straight at me as
oh,
I was walking
no.
away. And suddenly, it was pointed at the house, the back of the house we were at. Everybody was stood there, so everybody just scrambled inside or down the general and stuff.
What happened then?
It went off and kind of just exploded in front of everyone's faces.
Fantastic, right.
Fireworks are dangerous.
Yes, they are. They are indeed. They are indeed. Which,
if you think about it, right, how many times do you think, or how often do you think that the fire service got called out last night?
Oh, God. I dread to think.
I've got stats for New Zealand, because that was in the news this morning. Because that's relevant.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, the fire service was called last night every 19 seconds.
Jesus, that's ridiculous.
Yes, my child. So I feel for the fire service, to be honest. Have you seen all the videos of like the fireworks going off in the street and the kids pointing them at like buildings and people?
There's been a big focus around kids getting older fireworks. There was a video online where kids were just letting them off in the middle of the road and police couldn't get out and sort it because they were firing them at police vans and all sorts.
Yeah. Oh, absolute scummers.
Indeed. But we hope you had a good time and a safe time. And I brought us a mince pie each.
I can hear you chewing on it. They're not supposed to be chewy, are they? Oh, this looks like a nice mince
pie. It's homemade,
pie.
That one. Yeah, it's almost Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's not almost Christmas, but the Christmas adverts are now starting to filter through. And mince pies are in the shop, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. I've not seen a John Lewis advert yet this year.
I think it's too early.
No, because on my Facebook memories for today, it had my parody version of the John Lewis Christmas advert last year. So it must have been released by now last year.
Well, I know Sainsbury's always wait until, because it's normally Sainsbury's versus John Lewis in it in the battle.
Mm.
Sainsbury's normally wait until Armistice Day's out of the way.
Mm.
Out of respect. Yeah, out of respect. And they don't decorate any of the stores or anything like that. So maybe this time next week, we will have seen the Christmas ads.
Let's have a guess. What do you think the John Lewis advert's going to be this year?
Well, I'm sure it won't be an old paedophile man this year.
Sat on a bench.
Judging by the feedback from last year.
Sat on a bench with a telescope looking into a child's bedroom.
Mm. Who knows?
They usually align themselves to some charity, don't they?
Yeah.
So we'll have some charity thing.
Well, normally, Sainsbury's is the poppy appeal.
All right.
So they give the proceeds to...
Eating on the radio is... It doesn't work, does it?
It's not ideal.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
Was it Help the Aged that John Lewis did last year?
I can't remember.
I think it was. That's why it was an old man sat on a bench.
There's normally some merch that you can buy, and then that goes towards the charity. But anyway, music today. We've got some from Desperate Journalist. We've got Types, Hands Off Gretel, and Coco featuring a lot of people.
Yeah. Featuring Shola Ammer. Do you remember Shola Ammer?
Or did he play for Newcastle?
Yes. Shola Ammer, the R&B singer from the 90s.
No. Probably would if I saw a picture.
You would know her songs. But yeah, Coco featuring Shola Ammer and Deep Green, which I think has slipped into my favourite songs of the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. I look forward to playing that.
It's very, very good. It's kind of... I've had it on repeat this week.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's coming up later on in the show. We've got announcements, haven't we? Because, we're going to be doing... I've just realised I can't say why. She's probably not listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. But we're going to be doing some extended shows, aren't we?
Yeah.
From next week, is it?
From the week after, isn't it?
Is it the week after?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Next week will be our year anniversary. Did you know that?
Oh, will it?
Yeah. So next week...
Oh, I didn't know that.
But what we'll do is after, have a three-hour spectacular instead.
Have we decided that we're going to definitely do 3 hours then?
Oh, yeah, we may as well.
Really?
Yeah. Let's just plough through.
Yeah.
Put off all the listeners when we're talking about nonsense and, well, that's just our show anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah. But we're going to have some guests, aren't we?
Yes, indeed.
So it's not next week, it's the week after.
I believe it was
next week.
I think it's the week after.
Well, we'll find out later.
Apparently, we're a pair of idiots for eating on the radio, and it sounds right funny.
Is that Carl Maloney?
That's actually Joanne.
Oh.
Bless her.
Yeah. I just can't resist a mince pie.
As per usual, the Sheffield Live website's down, so people can't listen online unless they get, like, the TuneIn app or something.
Oh, there's the link that works, and I'll find it. We'll have the first song, so we'll have... Desperate Journalist.
What a tune. This is great. These These are a southern lot, but they've been in Sheffield quite a bit. And they're one of those bands that you look at, you know, when you see live, they're just amazing. Like, a bit like The Smiths, you put the wrong song on, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done it wrong. I wondered why. I wondered why it was a woman that started singing there.
Here's me trying to talk over the long intro, and then somebody starts...
Some imbecile.
Yeah.
That was a test, just to make sure that you weren't still inebriated.
Yeah.
Well done, you've passed.
But that actually, because I could very slightly hear it in my headphones, it didn't sound like the song that we got queued up for that track. But never mind.
One side of the headphones working as per.
Yeah. But yeah, these are amazing. They're very good live. They're a bit like The Smiths with a female lead kind of thing. So we've played them before. And I believe that hopefully they're going to be coming back to Sheffield early in the new year. So look out for that.
Indeed. We will get the link out to you so you can listen if you're not already listening.
Yeah.
This is Desperate Journalist.
You'll not know.
Doesn't matter, does it?
And heaving sea. next chant show is now at a new time, 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear unusual music and comedy.
Ray has tweeted in, says she's totally in love with this woman, not the one that was just doing the guttural chanting thing, but Joe from Desperate Journalist, who was singing on that last track, Hollow. She says she's mesmerising to watch live, and I completely agree, they are an amazing live band.
So where can they listen to more of their stuff? Are they on Spotify and all
that? They're on all the usual outlets, iTunes, Spotify. Go and give them a like on Facebook as well. They are a top, top band.
Awesome. Just while we're talking about, local music and all that, being a local music show,
yep,
or as much as we try to be anyway.
Just before we go into that, can I just say, right?
You didn't know what I was going to say. Or maybe you did.
No, I don't know. I'm going completely off tack, right?
Okay.
Can I just say, the toilets here at Sheffield Live stink. Right, I've just been into the toilets.
That's because you've just come out of them.
No, it's like. Do you remember? You might not know. Remember West Street Live's toilets where you used to go in and after like hold your breath before you went in.
Okay, so this is the new toilet segment, by the way. Worst toilets. Where are the worst toilets?
It used to be West Street Live.
Oh, green room's up there.
Green room has to be up there. Yeah. Let's think. Bungalows and Bears, not because it's a smelly or horrible toilet, but because...
The whole place smells like a toilet.
Well, the whole place does stink. I think they just have, like, stale beer in the carpet or something in there.
I thought it was a wooden floor, wasn't it?
No, they've got a big carpet in there.
Oh, wow.
But in the toilets in there, they have speakers that make noises. And, like, every so often you'll hear some kind of whispering or something. It's weird.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let us know. Tweet us in. Which are the worst toilets you've ever been to? We'll come back to it later in the show.
I once went into the toilets at a rocking chair. It was when October Drift first played there. And I went into the toilet.
All right.
Opened the cubicle door, took one look, ended up having to get my phone out to take a picture because it was that bad. And then I noped straight out of there. I was like, nope, not going in there. I'm going to hold it in.
It's funny, you know, because I used to go to Asda Barnsley as part of my old job. And there was always a massive turd in one of the toilets. Every time I would go, somebody's done a massive turd. And I don't understand how.
The phantom turd person.
Honestly, it was huge. It was like an elephant or something. It was a very, very large man that had been in. But, I mean, God, just ridiculous. And I'd cop for it every time. And I had to do the same.
Maybe somebody just really didn't like you and knew when you were going to go in.
I'm just wondering if it might have been the same turd that nobody would be prepared to.
Didn't you ever try
away.
And flush it or something?
No,
or did you just...
didn't go anywhere near the toilet. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I hope you're enjoying your lunch.
nice beef Wellington.
Oh, lovely. So yeah, we'll take it back to local music.
We were
music.
Talking about local music.
You were lucky enough to be involved in the Right Good Music podcast, which is out now
Indeed.
On iTunes and not Acast, is it?
It is on Acast.
It
yeah.
is on Acast
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
They banned it because in it was Carl Maloney, but now it's changed the name to Right Good Music. They've allowed it. So you don't know it's him.
Probably.
you had the good fortune of doing the Right Good Music podcast.
Yes, yeah, it was fun. We've got a tune from that coming up, actually, which is Types. That's on
just a bit of constructive criticism.
Yes.
Too much music. More talking.
Oh, too much music on that music podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't give you much time to speak, really, did it?
No, there isn't much time to speak between those tracks. Yeah. It's basically just like... That's what it's all about. It's about just promoting local and not so local music as well. Similar to what we do, so we work together hand in hand on that respect.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's good to listen to. So if you're on iTunes or Acast or whatever, do a search for Rate Good Music, REYTGOOD.
Yeah, and... He did say that he spoke about me during the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, he actually said discussed, and I don't think it qualifies as a discussion. It was basically okay. Just Luke's the oldest man that I know, under 30. Yeah. And you just went, yeah. Anyway, that was it.
The oldest young man. Are the oldest young man in the world.
Yeah, but you could have said other things. It wasn't a discussion. When he said, oh yeah, we discussed blah, 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 and Luke Crafts. No, well, you don't.
I didn't want to
get into... You basically just slagged me off.
Didn't want to get into a realm of really upsetting you by discussing other things.
Well, yeah, I suppose it depends, you know, every cloud and all that. Yeah.
Maloney has just tweeted us in as well, and he does say the worst toilets were in the Casbah. He did several loads on broken bowls and mucky surroundings. Yes, the Casbah, my memory of the Casbah toilets
Casbah.
Was they were always flooded. So if you went downstairs, because the toilets were downstairs, I think they had some upstairs later on, but as you went downstairs to go into the main room downstairs, when you got to the bottom of the stairs where the toilets were, you basically had to wade through like 3 inches of toilet water to get into the room.
No, oh, not ideal.
No, but you were so drunk that you didn't really mind.
I liked it in the Casbah as
well.
It's
sad. Have you seen the pictures this week? It's all being demolished.
Is it?
Yeah, they're cutting it out at the minute.
It should have been demolished something like 5 years ago to make way for the new retail quarter, but just never happened.
I did laugh at somebody's comment on one of the pictures of the demolition because it shows the Casbah sign still and then the demolition truck going through and like ripping the walls out from the side, and somebody's comment was the toilets in there were demolished in the 90s.
Yeah, so
probably by Carl Maloney. You're enjoying reading?
Yeah, I was just looking at Twitter. James, do you watch First Dates?
No, I can't say I do.
You understand the premise though?
Yes.
Basically put people together on a blind date, film it, and then see how it goes, pretty much. Yeah. Well, there was a first date, and they were quite old, these people. They were like in the 70s or 80s. What they do is they put them together, and then they give you like they show you the date, and then afterwards it comes back and say, oh, they've done this and they've done this.
Okay.
And it said, oh, they've gone for a nice meal and blah, blah, blah. And it turns out it's all fake. The producers had to pay it was John and Lynn, two people in their 80s. And the producers have paid for his trip and orchestrated it all. And she's a blogger now, and comedian. And she said, no, basically it's a lot of rubbish. Yeah. But there was one thing that made me laugh, because I always said, when they get in the taxi at the end and ferry them off, they've still got the microphones on.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet they just get out when they're out of shot.
Of course.
And she said, they do. She said, yeah, they don't even pay for your taxi. It takes you about a yard and then you have to make your own way home. So,
wow.
Any of you that are First Dates fans, just be aware it's all a load of...
Most reality TV is.
Yeah, talking a load of orchestrated.
The apparently the scenes in The Apprentice, you know, where they leave to get fired and then they walk out and go into the taxi.
Oh, that's pre-filmed, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all pre-filmed.
Yeah.
It's all just... All reality TV should be banned forevermore, and everybody should be able to watch nice factual programmes that actually do some decency for people and educate and inform.
Is this squeak not informative enough for you, James?
I like to think that we are very informative. For instance, our listeners now know that the Sheffield Live toilets really smell.
Yeah, just what you want to know, really.
Indeed. This is Types.
Combination 1.
Good tune.
This is riding on my bike. I just want to know.
Types. Yeah. You can hear that on the Rate Good Music podcast, which I feature on and Luke doesn't, so it's worth listening to.
I think I'd want to talk more if I was involved, to be honest.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think I like that. It's like Mr. Peep's podcast, the guy from Manchester that does a music podcast, and it is all about the music, so you kind of know what you're getting with it. It's just an introduction to the band and spreading the word and spreading the love and... Yeah, I think me and Carl just spoke 10 seconds of nonsense between the songs on that Rate Good Music podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. Go and listen to it, that's the message. Now then, it's been in the news this week. We've never really stopped talking about it, but the decision to leave the EU has been challenged in the High Court, and the UK government's actually lost. So now Parliament must vote on whether the UK can start the process of leaving EU. Activating Article 50. Sorry, somebody's just blown the horn. I don't know if you heard that in the background.
I did hear that from...
I hope there hasn't been a road traffic collision. And if you're listening...
The window's not even open. How was that horn?
Triple bloody glazing in here. So if you are involved in an accident, I hope it wasn't us. what do you make of it, James?
I find this utterly bizarre, because of course it should go through a vote in Parliament. Of course it should. Even though it's been out to the people, this is the argument, the people have voted on it, so the government should act. But that's not the way the law works. It still has to go through an act of Parliament to be able to do that. And ironically, the people that voted for Brexit voted for on the basis that we get our sovereignty power back and we can vote for our Parliament votes for what our country's interests are.
Yeah.
And now the High Court has said, yeah, that's exactly what you should do about Article 50 under the constitution of the land, which is no surprise, it's been there for years. I don't know why this is such a surprise to people. It's, of course, it should go to a parliamentary vote.
Well, the Brexit legal challenger, Gina Miller, she's been popping up on different shows. She's had a clash with Nigel Farage. Believe it or believe it not, but she was arguing with somebody else on Channel 4, so you're probably going to see quite a bit of her. But the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has insisted that the government is just getting on with the process.
Well, it's completely stuffed her time frames up, because she said that she was going to trigger it by, was it April next year? Or March?
Well, she, by the end of mid to late 2019, the process will have finished, but it doesn't happen overnight, does it?
But now it's got to go to a parliamentary vote, which is going to stuff those time frames up. And you know, if she could unilaterally put it through herself, then basically she could trigger it without any kind of benefit to the country. She could trigger it and say, right, we're just leaving and not doing absolutely anything, we're not gonna be involved in any trade negotiations with anybody, blah blah. So that's why the parliamentary process is in place, so that they can vote based on the facts of how we're going to handle coming out of the EU.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Well, Scotterillo's tweeted in, and I should have read it before I mentioned it tweeted in.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah. But I voted Brexit, but only because I thought it was a breakfast cereal. Bit annoyed now, if I'm honest. Changed some of the words there.
Does sound like a bit of a breakfast. I'm annoyed that something so important was given just a soundbite like that. Because people voted for a soundbite at the end of the day. It's like the word
I used
Brexit.
To do a radio show called Soundbites.
Did you?
Yeah, nothing to do with Brexit.
Did you talk a lot on it?
Yes. It was basically...
Did you not have too much music?
Basically, no. So it was just moving away from Brexit. It was myself, Danny Pietnik, who we've had on the show, Dale Lefevre, we've had on the show, and yeah. John Hemingham of the England band. And we all used to bring in a selection of music each, and then we'd play all of it. So Dale's was, you know, quite out there and eccentric.
Yep.
Danny focused more sort of like acoustic. I was a bit of everything. And John was just whatever was in the glove box of his Mercedes.
Probably some
classic
80s
Mercedes.
Kind of obscure 80s synth band or something.
Yeah, it seemed to be a lot of Dex's Midnight Runners, if I remember. Gino and all that. Good songs, I quite enjoyed them.
Listen to Gino, right? Just listen to it objectively and try to work out what the heck he's saying in the verses.
He's very up and down. He's very high-pitched in that, isn't he?
You cannot... I refuse to believe that they are words.
Well, if you can go onto the worldwide internet and find any of the old soundbite shows, I apologise. but just getting back onto Brexit, Andrew... Davies, who is the leader of the Welsh Conservative Party, had this closing remark at the Conservative Party conference, and it's just marvellous. Oh, I've got my sound turned off. Hold on a minute.
Wow.
Let me start that again. Bloody hell.
I'm the semi-drunk one.
Yeah, that's it. Mark my words, he says.
Mark my words. We will make Brexit a success.
Yes, breakfast.
Yes.
Now, in my eyes, breakfast should always be a success.
Is that where Scotterillo's got it from? It's
maybe,
a breakfast cereal.
Maybe. Karl Maloney's tweeted in, just while we're mentioning Danny Pietnik, he's playing the Frog and Parrot on Thursday.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Nice one.
8 p.m, Thursday the 10th of November.
Oh, with Chessman and Matt Adelphi Longdon as well.
So get yourself down to that. So what do you think's going to, just back onto Brexit then, while we finish this one off?
Do we have to?
What do you think's going to happen? James Hargreaves, political
It's been voted for, so we have to respect the wishes of the people, that the Act of Parliament thing is determining how and when we go through that process. So it's not that Parliament is going to necessarily block it, it's that it's going to make sure it's in the best interest for everybody in the way it's done and the timeframes.
Okay.
Wow, that got a bit deep.
It did. And I'm sure you're hoping that the show's ending soon. I actually thought it was, because DJ Skis turned up early.
That's because you asked him to last week, Luke.
It's cheeky, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I did, didn't I?
It's cheeky, isn't it?
hello, Ski. How are you?
Shake hands now, dear.
Yeah, we brought you a mince pie, but James eaten them both.
I've had one.
And we know you don't like him. We know you don't like him anyway. So
my missus is baking away. Look what they brought me, a piece of foil.
Kathy's
we better have the
carrot cake
on,
was awesome, by the way.
Oh, it was. It was very nice. Yeah.
I bloody enjoyed it.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Looking eyes, eye flickering. Stylized, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering. Stylized, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyes, eye flickering. Stylized, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering. Stylized, the waters run deep.
Lately, I've been on the high. Show man the spirit of Kendrick Lamar, like how you gonna kill my vibe. Me, I can show you the shape of my heart if you look at me from the outside. You're finding it hard cause now I'm a star, but I thought you was on my side. Now you wanna take my fried chicken and fries, forget all the hype. Why? I'm not that guy. Please know that I'm not that guy. I might have caught another flight last night, but I don't know why you think that I'm that high. My bad, but I'm not that type. Now you wanna come and try and give man hype. Say what you want, say what you'd like. I just hope that you can sleep at night.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Looking eyes, eye flickering. Stylized, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap,
but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cut in eyesight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep.
Lately, I've been in my zone. Sat in my pad and it's getting me mad, cause these leeches won't leave me alone. You didn't know me then, but you're knowing me now. I'm just feeling to switch off my phone. I don't need you when I don't need you, so I'm doing this fine on my own. Stuck in the past, bun that now I'm grown. Real to the bone. Why? I'm not that guy. Please know that I'm not that guy. I might have caught another flight last night, but I don't know why you think that I'm that high. Keep friends closer, my enemies closer. I can't let another waste my time. Not every reaction needs a reaction. I can't let them take what's mine, that's why.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Looking eyesight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in high inside flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyesight flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering, skylights, the waters run deep.
I told him to be careful if the car miss you, cause that's the guy who don't wanna talk. He'd rather bark. Waters deep in these awkward streets. Actions speak louder than words, so now your talk is cheap. Risen from a dark hell, swimming where the sharks dwell. Kicking with these kittens and they're itching, so the dark cells. I was underpaid, barely feeling hunger pains, so I had to fight to survive, just like the Hunger Games. Don't be asking what's cracking, I'm moving right in the trapping. I ain't slacking with rapping, tell them exactly what happened. Stepping out of the shadows into the limelight. In hindsight, I be focused that my line's fine. Making this won't even take me an hour. You got your face screwed up like what you're tasting is sour. What's the difference between rain and a shower? Cutting out these fake brothers like I'm Kanan from Power.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cooking eyes, eye flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyes, eye flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep.
Feeling restless, my heart beats. You're leaving breathless, but I can't leave. Leading by example, hardly. Gaining credit, but hardly. Making wishes I can't keep. We swim in waters so deep.
This is Sheffield Live.
Shola Amiel will be there.
Shola Amma. I can't believe we can't remember Shola Amma.
I probably can, you know. I just can't picture her.
Yeah, well, that's really great. I love that track. So Coco featuring Shola Amma and Deep Green Waters to Run Deep. Watched a documentary last night with Coco in it.
All right.
When he went to Jamaica and he did, we played before the song he did with Protégé called Over Here.
Good.
Yeah, the documentary's ace. It's like he goes and meets kind of all his Jamaican family and stuff, and obviously meets Protégé. They go to a recording studio where Bob Marley recorded and stuff, and like 19 minutes long. It's on YouTube and stuff, I believe.
Oh, we'll check that out then. Yeah, sounds pretty cool.
Free to watch.
Well, just while we're on, you know, musical talents and, you know, really influential ones.
Like me.
Well, I'm thinking more Bono.
All right, okay.
He's actually...
When you say talent, did you substitute that for another word?
Maybe in your mind, James, not in mine. No, he's been in the news this week for a slightly strange reason. You may have come across the story, but... He's actually been listed in Glamour magazine's Women of the Year list, but he's not a woman. It's for his he's the first man to be included on the list because of his campaigning for women's rights. He said, "I'm sure I don't deserve it, but the battle for gender equality couldn't be won unless men led it along with women." So Glamour magazine have been criticised because obviously. He's been listed in the annual Women Year of the Year list.
I'm obviously not the target demographic of that, but I've never seen him do anything. Is there any kind of big things he's done for women's rights?
He's done quite a lot with you know, poverty is sexist, and Bono making it clear that powerful men can take on the deep rooted issues that, you know, all the really interesting
right
I don't know.
You just,
I know what I want to
just
say.
Just trying to make words come out of your mouth.
Yeah. I can't get the words out.
I can't remember anything he's done for it, but I obviously probably wouldn't because...
I'd love to listen back, by the way, to what I've just said. I'm not even sure if it made sense.
I'm not sure it did. I couldn't follow you.
Well, they've launched the One campaign, haven't they?
Yeah.
Which tackles all of these issues. So I think the work that they've done around the world, or he's done anyway, is probably why he's been listed.
Oh, yeah,
it.
He did one, didn't he? So
around poverty and sexism and all that.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Oh, interesting.
Do you think it's bad that he's been... Or do you just think it's a stand?
It also comes back to... Did you see the latest... is it UN ambassador for women that they brought out last week, which was Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's that been a big stink about that because it's not an actual woman.
Well, and she's, you know, quite scantily clad, and it's an old opinion of how women were expected to look back in the day.
Yeah.
And obviously it's a fictitious character.
Yeah. But surely, like, it's something that young girls aspire to be and aspire to be better and things like that. Obviously, you can't be some kind of superhero that has, like, a magic whip, but...
No, you can't. That's true. Sorry, girls.
Bono isn't a woman of the year because he's
a man.
And it's not something that women can aspire to be. Young girls can aspire to be in the pop industry and make bland music. But
I think the message is about making a difference and making a stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bit of a strange one.
And let's face it, the people who make the lists, it's up to them who's on it. Who cares?
Well, there's nothing to say or win.
Is that list of any point whatsoever, is it going to change the world?
It might do if you're an avid glamour magazine reader.
Look at Time magazine. You know, Time magazine do the Person of the Year every year.
Yes, yes.
Obviously, Hitler got it one year. Good old Hitler was...
Good old Adolf.
Yeah. In 2006, who do you think was Time magazine's Person of the Year?
Oh. Now, I'm gonna hedge my bets and say Donald Trump.
It wasn't.
Well.
It was you.
What?
It was you.
Me?
You, yeah.
Oh, right. I don't remember that. I must have been out.
No, they did a thing where the Time magazine's Person of the Year was you, as in everybody, for contributing to...
the world.
Yeah, for online discussions and things like that. It's when, you know, YouTube became popular, was invented and became popular. It's when, like, comments, forums and stuff became popular. So people having their word online and be able to chat and give their opinions and try and change the world that way. So, if you look at the Time magazine Person of the Year for 2006, it was you.
Well, any glamour magazine readers out there, let us know what you think. But just while you're on the topic of online there, the internet's been plagued by a lot of sort of hacks and scams recently. It made me think about, you know, passwords. A lot of people use fairly weak passwords, don't they?
Yes.
And they've actually done a survey. The Daily Mail's done it, in fairness, so... You know, probably some racist passwords.
So this part of the show comes with a warning.
Yeah. No, actually, no, it's fine, even for the Daily Mail. But there's a list that they've compiled of the most commonly used, weakest passwords. And they were compiled from a leaked Yahoo database. That was one of them that was...
Okay.
They covered that hack up from, like, years ago, didn't they? Before they told anybody.
So is it something like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, it's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, so 6, right.
Yeah.
Or QWERTY.
QWERTY's on there, yeah.
The word password.
The word password is on there, yeah.
I'm good at this.
This should form part of the quiz that we're going to do later. Welcome.
Welcome?
Welcome.
That's an odd one, yeah.
Ninja. ABC 123.
Please tell me there's something to do with cats in there.
Unless you call your cat Princess.
Yeah.
Possibly. Sunshine. And then you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So, any listeners, if you've got any of those passwords, just change them.
Yeah.
Just change them.
I like when people have to change a password. You know when a website forces you to change your password or something?
You just put a number on the
end. You just put a 1 at the end.
And go up.
Yeah.
the password to get onto the manager's idea at my old job was Sizzle, and then it was Sizzle 01. sizzle.
Oh, great. I know where you used to work. I'm going to go and.
And it just. There's nothing on there. It just went up. Just went up and up. So, yeah, just be careful about your passwords. A lot of people use the same password for everything, don't they? And if you've got one password.
You shouldn't do nowadays. Because if one service gets hacked.
Well, that's what I mean.
Find your password out.
Anybody that's got anything. Yeah, anybody that's got a Yahoo email address, they've got your email address and password, so they can log into anything they want now.
Yeah. Now,
very dangerous.
You do need to try and have a unique password for everything. I was watching, I think it's Citizen 4, the documentary of Edward Snowden. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the John Oliver interview with Edward Snowden. And he asked him what would make a good password. And Edward Snowden said, actually, if it allows you to just write a sentence.
Well, that's a good idea.
Like, I think the example was something like Margaret Thatcher was a woman in like 1984 or something.
She was a woman after that as well.
Yeah, she was for most of the time. But basically just a sentence of stuff.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, change your password.
Yes.
Change your password is a message.
So coming up in about 10 minutes or so, well, DJ Ski and his special guest are going to be doing some vinyl.
Sorry, yeah. Carry on talk.
No, just saying DJ Ski and he's got a guest playing some vinyl, so you'll be able to get the full experience and not just DJ Ski's normal brilliance.
He can tell us about it himself after we've had Hands Off Gretel with Be Mine.
Good tune.
I'm not afraid to
Hands Off Gretel, they're going to be playing the Mulberry Tavern on Friday, I believe. So,
is that part of Rate Good Music?
I'm not sure this one is.
Oh, is it not?
No, I don't think it is one of Carl's. They do have other gigs in there as well, other than...
Shocker.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
It's not just Carl, but they're great, Hands Off Gretel. That's an older one of theirs, but they're playing Friday, so I thought we'd give that one a spin.
And I'm delighted to have DJ Ski as part of the Squeak proper this week. How you doing, Rob?
What do you mean proper this week?
Well, because sometimes it's just a brief chat between us, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're going to take part in the Squeaks quiz, aren't you?
So do I get a third of the royalties?
I wish we did, to be honest. Yeah. I wish we got royalties.
You can have 33% of nothing is something we're willing to give yeah. away.
How much that amount to?
Nothing.
Less than nothing. So, tell us about your show then, DJ Ski.
Oh, this week we've got a special guest in.
Ninja.
With one of your password names. Ninja. I think he's said that he's not going to change it for anybody. We're going to... he's in as a guest. I'm going to bring him on again, though, because I know he's good. He's been involved in music, and we've been involved with each other. Oh, gosh, going back to the mid-1970s. But you don't want me to mention that. It was too late now.
So. You're not that old.
Eh?
You're not that old.
Yeah, you don't look it, DJ Ski.
No, no. What are you saying? What are you saying Ninja does?
sorry, no, now there's Ninja.
Because he's actually younger than me. yeah, so he's going to be selecting some vinyl today. We're working towards developing a vinyl-only night down at Sedaka. Because as you know, vinyl's becoming very, very popular again, and rightfully so. And it's also very, very expensive.
Yes.
My gosh. Yes, I was indeed. In Nottingham on Wednesday. I went to a place near the Broadway cinema, and Bob Marley albums that I bought for a fiver in the 70s.
Yeah.
£18.99.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are some of the cheap albums as well.
And that's for the reprints ones. Nowadays as well.
That's right.
If you get an original press, then you can expect to spend hundreds.
Yeah. You could for a 45.
Yeah.
You know,
like
Northern Soul, some Northern Soul tracks, like £300-£500.
Yeah,
wow.
Indeed.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so we're getting ready for that, and Ninja's over there, he's getting ready to select a few tunes.
Well, stay tuned between 3 and 5 for Platinum Plates, but now, we must race through this quiz. So, round 1, geography.
Great.
Where's that city? Where would you find Basel? Switzerland, Germany or Austria? James?
Switzerland.
I would say Switzerland.
Okay. Correct, you're both right.
Okay.
Well done. I haven't thought about a tiebreaker, by the way. So, tiebreaker, should I say. So, whereabouts is the Cancun? Mexico, Costa Rica or Cuba?
That's Mexico.
Mexico.
We're just going to say the same thing over and over.
You can't, because I haven't got a tiebreaker. What about Karachi? Burma, Pakistan or India?
India.
Ooh, India.
It's actually Pakistan.
Ooh.
And if you've seen The Living Daylights with Timothy Dalton, you'd have known that. Anyway.
Okay.
Question number 4.
As it happens.
James Bond. Have you seen it?
I don't watch that rubbish.
Oh.
I hate James Bond. When a black man plays James Bond, I'll start watching it.
Idris Elba. Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day.
If you were in Bergen, which country would you be in? Finland, Norway or Denmark?
Bergen. Ooh, I'd say Denmark.
I'm going to go Norway.
James is correct with Norway. So you're lagging now, DJ Ski. Question number 5. Where is Addis Ababa?
Ah,
Nigeria, Kenya or Ethiopia?
Addis Ababa. I genuinely don't know. I'm going to go Kenya.
Ethiopia.
DJ Ski's on with that one, so it's back level pegging. 3 each.
It's a fake.
Right, round number 2, and we've got UK number 1s.
Ooh.
So which of these singles which of these singles spent longest at number 1? Lonely by Akon, Is This the Way to Amarillo by Tony Christie featuring Peter Kay, or You're Beautiful by James Blunt? I'm going to start with The Ski. What do you think, Rob?
That's the Peter Kay one, I think.
James?
That is one terrible selection of songs. I'm going to go, what was the third one?
You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
I'm going to go with that.
Oh, Ski. You've leaped in from...
Yeah.
It's Is This the Way to Amarillo. Question 2. Which of these Rihanna singles did not make number 1 in the UK? What's My Name, Don't Stop the Music or Take a Bow?
What's My Name?
James. Oh, sorry, right, that's your answer.
Take a Bow.
It was actually Don't Stop the Music, so no points for either of you there.
Nil point.
Obviously not big Rihanna fans.
I don't think I know any of those songs, to be honest.
I don't think that's a bad thing. Which of these bands have had more UK number 1 singles? Oasis, The Kinks or One Direction? This could catch you out, this one.
I'm going to go One Direction.
So am I.
Oh, it's caught you out. It's actually Oasis. Yeah, I see Ninja got that one.
Yeah,
in the
but he's not playing,
there.
Is he?
Well, no, but if he was, maybe he'd be doing better.
Yeah, he can't do any worse than us, to be honest. Let's face it.
In which year did Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine famously make it to Christmas number one? 2007, 2009 or 2011?
2009.
It's going down the middle, DJ Ski.
Seven.
It's 2009, James.
Yeah, he knew that. I could have said that.
I actually read about that the other week, and I knew it was 2009-ish, so, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Level pegging on five.
Ooh.
Which song recently spent the longest time at the top of the chart since Wet Wet Wet's Love Is All Around in 1994? Was it One Dance by Drake, Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, or I Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner?
Again, another Michael. Quality selection of songs.
Michael.
Posner.
Never heard of him. It is a man, I take it.
Yes.
I'm going to go Drake.
What are you saying, DJ Ski?
It's 5-all. I'll go Drake.
It's now 6-all. It is Drake.
Tactical move.
Right. One that you should be all right with. This is Booze, and it's the final round.
Yes, so, I would like some.
I don't even hardly drink.
Which of these... Oh, right, well... Which I don't make the rules, DJ.
Well done,
Ski.
James.
Which of these spirits is vital if you're making margarita? Vodka, gin or tequila?
I don't do cocktails. I'm going to go for tequila. It makes me happy.
Gin.
Oh, James, you've romped into the lead. It's tequila. Which of these is not a red wine grape? Riesling, Shiraz or Merlot?
Riesling.
It's correct. Yeah. It's correct. Last question of the round.
Somebody whispered.
Which country? Which country is Carlsberg originally from? England, Denmark or Germany?
Denmark.
Oh, James, you're correct. Ski, you don't even need to answer because you've lost. I'm very sorry.
Is that the way it is it on this programme?
Well, you've scored less points, so that's generally
home advantage.
Thanks for listening, though, guys, this week. Thanks for playing DJ Ski. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Scott Rulo's tweeted in to say, well done, boys, yet another average to fair show.
Thanks, you. Scott. Thanks, indeed. Lovely.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.